Welcome back to Four Guys, One Podcast. Reed Kerr here with you on this week's edition. We do a little bit of sports talk, and really not specifically about the NCAA tournament and the team so much as it is about gambling in general and all the other fun stuff that comes along with it. Stucky breaks down gambling for us on sports, and after all that, I explain to him the only way that I'll ever put money down.
When football season comes up, I will just deliver a bag of money to you every Saturday, and just I'll come pick up whatever's left on Tuesday. How about that?
Also on today, we'll talk a little sports movies, and Maddie Five, our Hollywood correspondent, explains this.
Jeremy Piven is in Major League, but his character was cut out of the film.
What is he?
I don't know, but it's really? It's an unknown little unknown tidbit.
And finally, we get to the bottom of what sporting event did Zach go to this week that made him feel normal.
So I was like, oh, I feel kind of like an average human being for once. It wasn't, and I was kind of a fan of it. It wasn't bad. I wasn't just completely like nipples over everyone.
If you could,
there's a lot of nipples references here.
Yeah,
that's all coming up on this week's edition of Four Guys, One Podcast. Here at readaboutit.com, here's your host, Chris Stuckey.
Welcome to another episode of Four Guys, One Podcast. It's me, Chris Stuckey, alongside three of my closest friends. We have Examiner.com's Reed Kerr.
Thank you.
Yes.
You have a title now.
Congratulations. I have a good enough resume that I can be anybody.com's Reed Kerr at any given notice.
So. Anybody.com?
Is anybody.com taken?
Yeah.
I bet it would.
I don't know, but there's some. There's
not
some.
Not backdoorboys.com.
There is some. Yeah, I was about to say, there's some .coms out there you might not want to be a part of.
Anyways, that's the voice of, oh gosh, how do we introduce this dude? Iowa State's Zach Spears.
Yeah, there we go.
So I got that big buildup, and then that's all it was. I'm very proud of my alma mater, but I had another
intro in my head, but I just passed.
That was a nice little 2-second intro.
I did. Well, I kept it G-rated. And we have the star of the hit television show, Will and Grace, Matt Belder, Matty Five.
I must have got cut from that starring episode, but it's good to know that I still have a fan out there.
What were you credited as in that
Towel
show?
Boy.
Towel Boy.
Which episode was this? I know the Friends one. I haven't seen the Will and Grace one.
It's the Will and Grace one with Patrick Dempsey, and he's the gay sports reporter. He's in a relationship with Will.
Yes, okay.
And they break up.
Remember it.
I'm the Towel Boy for the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Why can't I buy that on iTunes?
I wish you could, because then I could make some coin.
Just flip it over to Lifetime. Last time I checked, it was on.
Yeah,
they're doing rotation. Nick at Night is doing a Friends marathon this week. I went through, looked at every episode. Your episode's not playing.
Oh, well, one of my
record it and
game show
Facebook
episodes was on today. My Pressure Luck. Because somebody, I got an email from somebody going, hey, congrats on winning $17,000 in prizes and cash. I go, it was 10 years ago. Game Show Network has some really bad programming.
Were you there as Matt Belner, or were you a fake person?
I was real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And didn't you win a cruise or something? Like that?
Yeah, I won a houseboat trip on Lake Mead, the single greatest event. The 10-year anniversary is coming up with that. The greatest thing I've ever done in my life.
It was a good trip.
If you ever get a chance, do it.
How many people were you with?
Well, we had the boat for a week. So certain people would come in and out, and we'd go into shore, go into port. Mm-hmm. And we probably had maybe 15, 16 people. Not everybody stayed the whole time.
Yeah.
The guys like me that were unemployed or actors or
both.
Yeah, guys. That one guy was came out there on his divorce. I mean, it was a motley crew. It was like a movie. It should have been a movie. I have video of it someday.
You have a lot of videos you're going to have to release one of these days.
Oh, I got thousands of tapes, all standard definition.
Ah, that's true. Maybe get it upgraded.
Yeah, I got to upgrade them, yeah.
They upgrade like those old TV shows just to HD. It doesn't look that great, but it's a little better.
It's a weird shape.
It is.
Yeah.
It's odd. And you can still, I still have a high band 8 camera that works. Mm. And if you go to the, what's a little Dollar General, they still sell the tapes there.
Yeah. Get them while you can, because eventually
they're going to be gone.
Yeah. Okay, it's we're recording this on Tuesday night.
Yes.
In front of us is on one of the big five TVs here. Actually, on two of them is one of the NCAA play-in games.
Yes.
First four.
By the time you listen to this podcast, though, the team that wins this game will already be out of the tournament.
Probably will be. The NCAA tournament is coming up, and I've already had several people ask me, if I'm doing brackets this year. People who don't seem to realize that I don't host a sports talk show anymore, I guess. I think they want me to just put up prizes from my house.
Yeah.
But this is one that everybody seems to get into. And I understand the appeal of the first 2 days, really the first 4 days, because that's crazy.
It is.
But to me, as a sporting event itself, it's so good that there's no rhyme or reason to it, really. There's no... You can't pick the winner. Nobody can pick... Every time I've been in an office pool for this, somebody won it who had nothing at all to do with sports. You know, the front office secretary.
Honestly, I think the less you know, the better.
Right.
This year, I've probably watched the least amount of college basketball I've watched my entire life. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about any of these teams. So I'm hoping that my bracket does really well.
Mm-hmm. How many brackets have you done?
I've only done one, and I'm going to... I'll enter in more than one pool, but I will use the same bracket in every one of them.
The old bracket of integrity, as they say.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not a fan of, well, in this bracket, I have this team winning, but in this other bracket, no. No.
I stayed
one
up,
bracket, and that's it.
I stayed up till 4 in the morning the other day doing my bracket.
Why?
Well, I do a lot of research on mine.
Why?
Just off the top of your head, how many days while you were in school at Iowa State did you stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning studying?
Never.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely never. Because I always had to be up at 5 for workouts.
Oh.
But I stay up till 4. I have a friend that I've done brackets with ever since I've known him. It's been about 8 years. We stay up till 3 or 4 every year doing our brackets. And he's in a position where he can't do brackets anymore. No, he's not in prison.
Coach somewhere.
He coaches somewhere. So I stayed up on the phone with him, and we broke down my bracket, and he helped me do with it. And so I think my bracket's good to go. I had Syracuse out early anyway, so I'm not affected by Fab Mello not playing.
I had Syracuse winning the whole thing. And I had to rethink that when I found out they're, I don't know, is these are star player? I don't know.
I have Kansas winning.
They named
all.
Their kid Fab Mello.
Before
awesome.
We started this discussion, I thought Fab Mello was a laundry detergent.
Yeah. So, I thought it was a candy bar.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
I got a Dude, Fab Mello and a Mello. Diet Coke mm-hmm. to
it's
go.
Like it's like a Zagnut with more caramel.
Yeah. that's
a pretty great name, though.
So what's your Final Four going to be like now, Stuck?
Why do you ask me? I don't have it up.
Yeah.
Give me just a second.
I have Ohio State, Kentucky, Missouri, and Kansas in my Final Four, and I have Kansas beating Missouri 72-65 in my championship game.
You're a Big 12 homer, though.
Oh, am I?
A little bit.
Sounds
what
like
would
it.
What would make you think that?
Let's see.
And every time I yeah. see you, you're wearing the gear.
Yes. Yes.
So
my Final Four is Kentucky, Michigan State. And Florida State, North Carolina,
you,
with Michigan State playing North Carolina in the championship, and Michigan State taking it all.
You put Florida State in your Final Four because you watched them play all weekend and had to read and watch them.
I did
them.
Not watch them play.
You read and watched them.
I did not read anything.
Yes, you did. No, you jumped on the ESPN bandwagon with Florida
read.
State because they won the ACC tournament.
I don't
That's
read.
That's a lie. You read Examiner every day.
I don't read.
You read Examiner.com every day.
I read Reed Kerr's. Articles on Justified.
I don't even, which I missed last week, by the way.
What? I'm kind of bummed too.
Well, I spent the whole day in Dallas, in my old childhood home, north of Dallas in Bonham, and didn't get back until like 1 o'clock in the morning. So I say that I'll watch it tonight. By the time this airs, we'll be up on everything.
Okay.
And as always, thank you for going to the articles. Even if you don't read them, just load them,
click
up
them,
leave them up
Can
for
you,
a couple of seconds. You know.
So then, people that are listening could sign up to have them. Instant email alert still, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Can we get to those through readaboutit.com?
Absolutely.
Where you
How
find
long?
This podcast?
Yes, or theblueareadotcom.
How long do you have to leave the website up?
Which website?
You said click on it, leave it up.
So we could get you a view. How long?
Just a couple of seconds to where it doesn't look like you're, you know, going
just
there.
Clicking.
Microseconds on your way to and from.
I read The Justified because yes. that's a show I
You don't
I
read
watch.
The Walking Dead stuff, though, do you?
I don't watch it. So.
Oh, it's good.
I know.
See, I have them all TiVo'd. I've never seen a single episode.
But you're recording all
And
of them?
I know a guy that's on the show.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Pruitt Taylor Vince, big bald guy with a weird eye.
Is he a zombie or is he a human?
I have no idea. He was in Jacob's Ladder. You would know
Tim
him if
Robbins
you saw him.
Movie?
Yeah.
That was a weird movie.
Yeah.
As you said that, I had sort of a half acid trip from watching that movie, which was about an acid trip. Anyway,
wow.
Walking Dead is great. Watch them all together. It's real bleak, but very good.
Yeah, they're all saved up.
Yeah. Okay, so the brackets. You guys have your brackets. Maddie, you got a bracket?
No, I haven't done. I'm only going to do them because I have a new job that if the guy above you in the pecking order, the dude that's responsible for writing your checks,
yeah.
says, hey, we're doing a bracket, you go, yes, sir, I'm in.
I never thought
Let's
about
do
that.
It. So only, I mean, you just gotta. You put the money in, and you just do it. And if you win, great. If you don't, still got a job, and you don't want to piss off the boss.
Right.
Because you know he hasn't watched a single damn college basketball game all year, but this is the one time he comes out of the woodwork, and if he's going to spend – if I'm going to get paid to pick brackets on the clock – and he's going to take us out to lunch on Thursday and Friday, and we're going to go watch the game somewhere. I'm the biggest college basketball fan you would know.
How many games you watch this season?
I watched one half of one game, the end of the SFA Lamar game last week when it was the semifinals of the Great Southland Conference.
And the one that's on TV right now.
Is Lamar playing right now? No. Yeah, they win this incredible. Oh,
go Cardinals.
Yeah. I just college basketball to me, and you guys can – touch on this, since the players leave so early, they just come in and then the next year they're gone. I don't really care because you don't get to see a Robert, Griffin III or whatever progress, get better.
Who's leaving early too?
Yeah, but he played for 3 years.
Yeah, he's already graduated. So
the problem I have, it starts and football season's still going on, so nobody's going to care then when it first starts. I like to watch the Mavericks, so I'm going to watch the Mavericks 3 days a week. So when football's over, I'll watch the Mavericks, but after that I don't really want to watch a lot more sports.
Right.
So I don't want to dedicate Monday night and Tuesday night or whatever to watching college basketball. I'd rather watch something else. So I don't know, it doesn't rank that high on my priority list.
If it's any sport, I'm down for it. So I don't care. I haven't watched a lot of college basketball this year. I've been busy this side of Christmas break. But it's sports, so I'm going to watch it.
Well, most of the bars you go to don't have TVs on either when you're at country bars.
A lot of them do. That's where I actually catch most of my highlights.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd have to beg to differ on that. I don't know if they have TVs at, Girls, Girls, Girls.
They actually do.
Ladies' Night
It's not
the
called
loop.
Girls, 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 but the place you're talking about, the local establishment, does have TVs in there.
That's why Chicka Bow Wow.
Yeah, that's why they call him Mr. Zach.
Call me Stuck Daddy. That's what I tell my name is.
Yeah, use that name.
The FOS.
No, but the tournament itself, like you were saying, the first 2 days, really the first 4 days, there's so many games and they're going on simultaneously. So it kind of, it's chaotic and.
Right.
If you're sitting at home flipping back and forth and you're following on the internet, say, "Oh, I need to watch this game. Then I need to watch this game." It makes it really entertaining because we don't have anything else like that. Mm-hmm. There's no other day in sports that's that frenetic.
I with the exception of the JUCO games and the high school games that I've watched and been paid to watch this year, I haven't watched a single game, and nor do I miss it. College basketball to me is just it's this long, mind-numbing process of games which mean nothing except to the individual teams and their hardcore fans, because the whole point is to get into the tournament.
And it's easy to get in.
And it's very easy to get in. Like Texas, for example, the big debate was, is Texas going to make it? Texas on the bubble. They're in, they're out. They need a quality win here. It's a field of 64 now, 68 teams?
68.
68 teams. If you can't make it, then you really should. You should just put your program on a hiatus for a year or two. It's like a TV show. Take it off, bring it back in 2 years after you retool it, because it's 68 teams.
Kind of like a bowl game, really.
Yeah,
because like they announced that North Carolina, they're going to be ineligible for the postseason. Their football team will. I was like, okay, the Meineke Car Care Bowl is really going to suffer.
Who
cares? I mean, it doesn't matter.
The Regis Philbin Bowl will really miss North Carolina being there.
How many college basketball teams are there in Division I? Do we know?
There's like 300 something.
Low 300.
So,
it's the top, 68 out of 300 is about.
I don't do math.
I don't do math either.
Spreadsheet.
That's probably somewhere around 30%. But for the most part, when you say there's 300 teams, you're talking about you're an SFA alum. No one else from that conference, other than the conference champion, is going to make the tournament.
No.
If Lamar beats SFA, then SFA ain't going.
They had probably, probably less than 1,000 people in the stands to watch those games.
Right.
They should put cardboard cutouts in the
movies.
Those fake people, and put them in the stands and shoot it tight and do like they used to do at the Clipper games, where they would turn off the lights in the stands, so you couldn't really tell
what
was there.
Random teams that we have, who is this and what are they?
Yeah,
it's
we're watching them now. The tournament when I say if you can't make the tournament, you know, you should go away for a couple of years, I'm talking about the, any team from a major conference.
Yeah.
You know, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac, however many there are at this point in time. You know, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, you know, the little schools, the Lamar and the Middle Tennessee body and Fender and all that. I'm talking about the big schools. If you can't, if you're in the Big 12 and you can't manage to stumble upon 10 guys who can play basketball and play your rotation well enough to be one of the top 30% of the teams in the country, then you should give it up. The little schools, that's really the only, the only appeal to me is those little schools.
Because that's where you get your Cinderella story, right, and you have your butlers and teams that come out of nowhere and
right,
upset somebody.
Exactly. And this tournament is full. There's 68 teams in the tournament. There's 50 of them that can't win. That under no circumstances, absolutely, you know, barring a series of unfortunate transportation accidents, can these teams win. But they can sure screw it up for somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and make it interesting and fun.
They can make a Cinderella story. They can knock out, you know,
a couple teams.
Yeah. Like, you know, you get the 2-15 matchup occasionally. You know, a 2 seed will get knocked out, and it's the biggest thing that's ever happened.
Which in that game, the 15 seeds only won 4 times in the history of the tournament.
Right, 1 seed, 16 seeds never. Right.
Nope.
One of these days they will.
Do you think so?
Biggest.
You could have this year because Syracuse is out. Doesn't have Fab Mellon. They're a 1 seed.
I still don't think that.
I don't think it will happen either. I'm just saying.
I really want a candy bar now that we're talking about.
Yeah, this is, well, we got to get a candy bar sponsor.
Mathematically speaking, it's going to happen. I mean, 5 or 6 years ago, I said that I didn't think we would ever see another undefeated team in the NFL. But I said, more so than that, I don't think we'll ever see a team go 0-16. And both those things have happened.
Yeah, my team.
Wow.
That was a great moment in sports.
Yeah.
And I watched every one of those games.
I was going to say, that hit Maddie.
And they sell no 0-16 Detroit Lions merchandise. They pulled it off.
I actually had a good friend text me today. He's in Detroit visiting the Detroit Lions.
Ooh, I thought you were going to talk about something else.
Oh,
your friend gave us visiting inside
Detroit
information.
He's visiting the Detroit Lions, and I told him that the city was horrible.
Detroit, my dad was born there. I've been there handful of times. It's not a great place. It's, I mean, 500,000 people have left there in the last 15, 20 years.
I just remember when the Super Bowl was there at Ford Field.
It was the one with the Steelers. Steelers, Seahawks.
Yeah. That, like, the NFC-AFC championship games were on Sunday, and Monday they announced that they were laying off, like, 50,000 jobs.
Oh, Detroit. Yeah.
It's like, good timing, city of Detroit's.
Yeah.
And the good news is those people won't be coming into work, so the traffic will be 50,000 cars lighter. There you go.
All right, we have Western Kentucky
right
now. They're playing Mississippi Valley State.
Yes.
All right.
Western Kentucky is
the mascot.
Tater Tots, I believe.
And the Mississippi Valley State is the Wally Badgers.
Didn't Western Kentucky have an offensive mascot or something they had to get rid of? Or
I don't think so.
A hilltopper.
Yes,
a
hilltopper.
Oh, you can't see. Can we say that word on a podcast? Is that one of the hilltopper?
By the way, this segment's brought to you by Golden Chick. Yeah. The wonderful people down at Golden Chick.
Yes.
Great chicken and sweet tea.
Yes. Every time we go to Golden Chick, which we like to do that on the way into Stucky Land, we get chicken strips and an attitude.
And hate mail.
Yes.
When we leave.
People, they don't like us there.
You got to go to the Golden Chicken Mineola.
Not big fans of the podcast. Yeah. There. The people of the podcast.
Have they heard it?
I would.
I don't know if they've heard it, but they're sponsoring it. So yes. Thanks. Shout out to y'all.
You just need to show up there with your laptop and just play it loud.
We'll record it there.
We should just get 4 wireless mics and just drive all over the city.
That'd be fun.
You know, that's certainly not the dumbest broadcast I've ever done in Longview. You know, just 4 guys driving around. We stop. We go to the mall. Let's go in and see. Let's go.
Spencer's.
What's in the mall? Is there a Spencer's still?
There was last time I was there. I don't make it into the mall. I go to Dillard's.
I've lived in Longview now for a little over a year, and the last time I went in the mall was with Reed. And I think you were going to Sears to go to the bathroom.
Yes, because we were living on the mall parking lot for a radio stunt.
Mm-hmm.
And although Stucky was kind enough to loan us some porta potties, the Rocket don't do number 2 in a porta potty. It's just, sorry, if there's an option, it's not going to happen.
Well, so, it was the porta johns were 140 degrees in there.
Yeah, which is awful because the concrete was only 134.
Yeah.
You know, so the porta johns were really, really bad. Anyway. Okay, so the brackets. What was Mississippi Valley State? Did we say what their mascot was?
They're the Delta Devils.
Yeah.
The what?
Have they always been the Delta Devils?
I have no idea, but that's what they are.
You couldn't You couldn't answer that and win that question.
Where are they playing? Dayton?
Dayton. Dayton. Yeah.
Okay, there's nothing written on the top. There's nothing on the top of the backboards.
Well,
you know, they always have like, you know, DallasMavericks.com or whatever.
That's what, like, if you watch all these games this week, they make all the floors look generic. I don't like that.
But they always have the school that's hosting that region. They have their logo up at the top corner of the baseline.
Any big gambling memories for you, Stucky, or for anybody else? I've won my office pool in the NCAA tournament once in almost 20 years.
I've never won one of those.
The year that I won it, there were only like 10 people in it. So I think after the cut, I made like $30. And everybody always wants my advice on these things. I don't have any idea. Have you? What's the most you've ever lost on this?
Oh boy.
I never grow too big because, like, I used to have this problem.
Shocker.
I'd, like, bet every game.
Like 63 games?
I work with some guys like that.
Every game.
Oh.
Every single game. So, like, you know, best case scenario, really, if you do all that, which is really dumb, is, like, winning half of them, you know.
Right.
50-50.
How did you research all those games? Were there ever times where you just randomly picked a game without even knowing anything about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
Yeah,
it didn't work out really well.
Was there ever a moment of feeling guilty, like spiraling out of control while doing this?
It never got that bad because you'd go on a run where you win like 5 in a row and it would just be like the greatest 2-hour span of your life.
And by the end of the day, you were still pretty close to even, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, the 9 o'clock games come on, you lose 4 in a row. You're like, dang it. It's like, if I can... Gotta make sure I get to bed on the second half of this last game, so I can break even for the day.
Well, see, that's like a couple of weeks ago we were talking about this. Like I said, if you're gonna gamble, just gamble once.
Yeah.
If you beat the odds once, walk off. Because the longer you stay, if the house wins 51% of the time, they just want to keep you there, the numbers will add up.
My first against the spread bet ever was in the NCAA tournament. My dad was in Vegas and he's like, he like owed me like
father son moment.
Something. And he's like, let me bet on games. And like, I had to like Google and figure out how a point spread worked because I didn't know yet. And I took all the 16 seeds.
How old were you?
I was probably like 15.
And your dad owed you $40.
Yeah.
Fleeced him.
I can see this.
Yeah, there's something sketchy here.
No. So I bet all the 16 seeds and I won them all. They all covered.
Would that be your tip of the week?
Always take the 16s and the points. Well, sometimes the 16 seed will get like 40 points.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. When it gets that big, I take it. When it gets down lower, I need to look into it a little more. But I started out 4-0 and I was like, I love this.
Wow. This is.
And it was all downhill from there.
Do you miss the rush of betting every game? Would you come out of retirement this Thursday and Friday and then do live tweeting about it?
No, I have to work.
You have to. They make you work those 2 days.
That's what you need. You need a sponsor. Well, in several ways.
Yeah.
You need a sponsor for that so you can live tweet that will underwrite your gambling for the Thursday Friday games.
I like the way you think.
Yes. Yeah, because no one's really entered. Has anybody really entered the mind of a gambler? Has that ever been done?
Only time I ever see it done is when the guy is completely in shadow and his voice is digitally altered.
Yeah.
ESPN Magazine last week actually had an interview with a corner bookie. I thought of you.
Chad Millman. So. he's the editor of ESPN Magazine, and he's the gambling expert for ESPN. He pretty much like uprooted his life and moved to Vegas for like a year and just took it all in, and now he's got like all these contacts that were bookies and all that stuff. So they cover it pretty well. They have a podcast.
But would you list that man as one of your heroes?
Yes.
Would that be someone you look up to?
I respect his work because he actually bets too. And I was listening to a podcast, and when you're in a casino, you can do live betting.
Oh yeah.
And like he gets like during the Super Bowl, you can bet it. Is the next play going to be a pass or a run?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it gets down hard.
I could probably win on that. I know the play-by-play of football pretty well. I can tell you if they're going to run.
Let's do it.
But when is your Vegas trip coming?
I need to know how soon does the bet need to be in, because I need to see how the offensive linemen are in their stances, and then I can tell you.
I don't know exactly how it works.
I'd say probably
play clock and whatnot. So.
It's got to be like that QB1 thing they had at the bars 15 years ago. Yeah. Was it like that?
Yeah.
Were you playing against everybody in the bar? Is it parimutuel betting? Or are you betting against the house? These are questions I'd want to know.
You're against then
You could get in someone's – you get a backup quarterback that could be giving you some signals on the side. You could rig this.
Oh, yeah.
Hypothetically.
Who didn't someone from Auburn or a player in Alabama or someone just got kicked off the team for point shaving?
Suspected.
What team is innocent he? Basketball player?
I believe it was Auburn.
Auburn?
Yep.
Typical.
Imagine
SEC.
That.
Is there anything more hypocritical than – sports and their relationship to organized gambling?
No.
It's like the NFL won't, the NFL, the days growing up, Maddie, you remember this, on the CBS football show before and during the game,
Jimmy the Greek,
they had a bookie. They had a bookie in a bad jacket telling us the point spreads on the games growing up. The NFL would never touch that again in a million years.
No.
But by God, you better have your injury reports accurate so the Vegas people can bet on it.
But if you look at the bottom line on ESPN, they have the spreads.
They got the spreads. Right.
They're right there.
The NFL will not endorse them. They will not acknowledge them.
The NFL is popular because of gambling.
Yes, exactly.
That's why it's so dominant.
You can't. Okay, there's many reasons why baseball is no longer America's sport. And sorry to those of you who are delusional and still think it is. But fantasy football and gambling are two huge parts of why football has become so huge in the last 30 years.
Yes, couldn't agree more.
Fantasy football, everybody's been in a fantasy football league with people who had no idea what was going on. Women who just followed one team who are now following the whole league. I'm in a league with my 12-year-old daughter and my 82-year-old dad. Everybody does it. And the whole, the gambling thing, it's just easier to bet when you know where all the games are going to be. You want to bet baseball, you're going to be betting all week.
But that's where the real gamblers can make their money.
Mm-hmm. And lose their money.
Yeah.
Man. I know. I used to be involved with some of these people that bet baseball heavy. And in all honesty, they go as deep as who is the home plate umpire, and let's look at his past games. Is he typical? The games that he calls typically go under or over? Is he an up where the games are low scoring? It is in depth. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and odd reason that the umpire rotation gets thrown off, their betting system's thrown off, and they're all mad.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I understand about baseball. What's the of the modern era? What's the best baseball team winning percentage wise?
Yankees or the Braves, probably.
Well, okay, over the course of a year, what the year the Mariners went like
114 or something like
and
that?
Something.
Yeah, okay, that's staggeringly record breaking good. That's still 115 out of 162 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
That's not that significant of a winning percentage.
No, it's not at all.
No, I mean, baseball is a game of numbers, and
they're low numbers. I mean,
you hit the ball one out of every three times, you go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, exactly.
If you win, 115 of 160, that's, I can't do the math in my head. I'm sorry, I've had too much golden shit. I had a whole bag of rolls. The yeast is killing me. Football, the good teams are supposed to win and usually do win. It's, you can count on it more, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we talk about football. We talk about the spread that's there to make it interesting, because the team, usually what's going to happen in football happens. In baseball, who knows? You got a four-game series from a good team and a bad team, and they're just as likely to split it as anything else happening.
Yeah, the best team in baseball could lose a game by 12 runs, and it is not that shocking.
And it's also more difficult to bet baseball because you don't bet – you're not getting runs. You're betting.
You can bet the run line, but the run line, they kind of adjust the juice with it.
Yeah, you get
the run line is a constant 1.5. They don't adjust the run line.
You're not getting value.
They adjust the juice around it. So,
if you bet the gambling talk today for all you guys,
betting the run line is for suckers. I'm serious. You got to bet the money line, and if you bet anything greater than like -150.
I think Stucky's got the itch again.
No one understood that who doesn't have a nickname of the city where they grew up. I'm sorry.
No. Stucky may be on the edge and jumping back. This is
Carthage Kerr.
Minneapolis Jack just went out. Stucky boy knows what he's talking. He took a cigar out of his mouth. Yeah, that boy's good.
Well, -150 means like bet 150 to win 100.
Right.
So if you go anything south of that, you're getting terrible value. Don't do that. And then the run line is for suckers.
When football season comes up, I will just deliver a bag of money to you every Saturday, and just I'll come pick up whatever's left on Tuesday. How about that?
If you're better than I am.
Going to bust your legs.
You beat me.
But not that. But we went over 200 games.
Yeah, I'd explain it to you.
Well, you had to explain it big.
You'd give a spread, but like, dude, that's like 5 points off. Where'd you find that? Well, like, I don't know on this website.
I set the spreads early. I don't know. Oh, yeah, but you were the one who was coming up with spreads on like the Buffalo East Minnetonka game or
something.
East
Carolina Marshall.
Yeah.
Minnetonka.
Yeah. What was that?
I've been there before.
Okay.
Follow the line movement.
The best winning percentage for regular season in baseball history is 70%. 71%. We'll round up.
Who was it? Do you know?
I believe it was Seattle. If they went 115 out of 162, they won 71% of their games, which is less than 12-4 in the NFL.
Yeah.
So, that's not stable enough for me to bet on.
Well, it's also a game played every day rather than football being a game played once a week.
Right.
So it's just a different game.
Yeah. And that's football has become an event. Baseball has become just an everyday occurrence.
If you're going to, just completely immerse yourself in football, it's about 1.5 days a week. You know, give a couple of the primetime games and then take all Sunday. And that's
it
for that week.
If you'd explain to my wife how it's only a day and a half out of the week. Because she sees the Thursday games and then the Saturday games after college football's over and then all three Sunday games and then the Monday night game plus all the Thanksgiving. There's questions by the end of the season.
You've been able to keep – how long have you been married? How many football seasons? Yeah, this time.
This time.
We've probably only spent about 3 football seasons together.
How many football seasons does a normal marriage last, I wonder? Like, what's the percentage of a man getting a divorce? Hmm. How many divorces?
I don't know. And
55%?
I know some marriages where it's the other way, where the woman is a crazed football fan, and the guy is, he just likes the Cowboys, for example. Hmm. He likes A-team.
Yeah.
That's one thing about my wife. I love her dearly, and I do, and I'd like to preface all my comments by saying that. But
that helps.
She doesn't have anything that she really roots for. She doesn't understand. Like, she's from Ohio, which is not here. And she doesn't understand, like, for example, why we go to high school football games.
Mainly because there's nothing else to do
here. Why people who don't have kids in a school would go to see that school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's just what we do. I can't, if you don't know when you have no soul, I can't explain it to you why we do these things. Why, like, I watched a basketball game the other day, a regional playoff game between two of the smallest towns you could ever imagine.
Roxton, good basketball game, though.
Roxton and Dodge City. Total population of both towns combined, 1,100, 2,000 people in the gym.
That's pretty good.
I don't know if they brought babies with them or animals or what. But
maybe they're hiding people.
You know, you go to see – I remember seeing a Gilmer Tatum game at Rose Stadium.
Sold out.
Yeah, with like 12,000 people there, which is more than double both towns put together. That's what we do. And she doesn't get that. She doesn't root for things. She doesn't have sports teams that she follows. It's very odd. In that, and so no matter how I watch football, it's still going to be weird to her, I guess.
And one of the talking about just the popularity of the NFL, you don't have to be really a fan of one team anymore.
No,
not at all. The way
you can be
with
a fan
NFL,
of your
NFL
own
Sunday
fantasy
ticket,
football team,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Sunday ticket is the greatest invention known to man. I know we landed on the moon, but hell, we were going to do that anyway at some point. The Sunday ticket is it.
Yes,
that's like
it is.
The fantasies. Sports is kind of like your bracket. You cheer for the teams that you have selected in your bracket because you want your bracket to work out. Besides Iowa State, I'm going to be cheering for my bracket.
Well, it's like it's fantasy football. I have a reason to care if the Browns are playing the Chiefs.
It makes every game worthwhile.
Makes every game worthwhile to somebody.
That's how they should save college basketball, is just start it in January, mm-hmm. And it's a continuous four out of seven bracket.
It's a 300-team tournament.
Yeah, 300.
Play.
Yeah, they play. And just
some teams get 4 games on the season.
It just goes on forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it starts in January, and it ends on April 1st.
I think the NBA would be more popular if they started it at Christmas. rather than, you know,
didn't seem to hurt them in popularity this year.
No,
there's, but the thing is, they will never give back games of any sport. They will never give back games. They will never give back franchises. For as much as they talk about contraction,
and they need to in a lot of instances,
it's like the NHL. Matt, you're an NHL guy. You know, in the '90s, everybody was getting a damn NHL team. Nashville, Carolina,
Phoenix,
you
know,
Tampa Bay,
Mexico City. Everybody was getting, and you know, team places where it was just a goof. Just, you know, hey, let's go see Minnie Pearl's house and then go watch the Predators play. You know, you have no fan base there really if you're not winning. Like the Thrashers came to Atlanta, were there for 10 years, never won a playoff game, which is astounding in the NHL that you could play and not make the playoffs and not make any games. But they expanded so fast and the NHL turned into like the League of Gretzky where guys were just flapping down the ice and score to a league where everybody had – you know, had like three defensemen who were there just there to beat people up and hook them.
Yeah, I was there when they – I didn't have a hockey team. I lived in Texas when they got the Stars, but I always felt bad about that they came from – stolen from Minnesota. I mean, I'm not really stole them, but they came here. But I was in California when they got the Ducks. That was my first year I moved there, so I became – that was my team then. Mm-hmm. And it was always weird in California. I mean, 90% of the days are beautiful. It was always odd to go to a hockey game at 7 o'clock start during daylight savings time because it was just gorgeous outside.
Yeah.
And then you would be inside and like, hey, welcome to the, we used to be the Arrowhead Pond as your Anaheim Mighty Ducks take on the, you know, the Islanders. And it'd be all these people from up north that would come down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made it exciting. But once that kind of wears out in other cities, Los Angeles and L.A. is big enough because there's 14 million people, so they can still fill an arena. But my nephew had season tickets to those Thrasher games, and you could hit a puck in the stands, and it would just sit there.
I love that. The highlights of some of these baseball games that have like 10,000 people.
Oh, yeah.
They'll crank one into the stands, and the camera will just hold on the shot, and it takes like 10 seconds for somebody to get to the ball to get it.
A's games.
Yeah.
Watching A's if you ever see an A's midweek game on a getaway day,
because
they still play a lot of day games in Oakland, and I have friends that work for that franchise, foul balls, sometimes I'm waiting for an usher to throw it back on the field like at a high school game. I mean,
you throw it back, you get a free snow cone.
Yeah, you get a token.
Yeah. You know what brings up the A's? Stucky, weren't you wanting to rant about Moneyball a while back?
Yeah. Who has seen the movie,
Moneyball? I really enjoyed it. It was a good movie. Good storytelling.
Good movie. I enjoyed it. Well done.
It was up for a lot of awards.
Yeah, it should have been. The story is ridiculously flawed.
Okay, are we talking about the story from the book? But again, as you said, you don't read.
I've listened to Moneyball, like the book.
You have the book on tape or book on CD?
Yeah.
Actually, my news director gave that to me, wanted me to listen to it, so I didn't. But yeah.
just to do it?
Exactly.
No, but okay, the if you watch the movie, which I'm sure most people have, they kind of set it up as, you know, Billy Beane, who was the general manager of the Oakland A's.
Played by Brad Pitt.
Yes, and then he got this assistant dude, I don't even remember his name in real life, Jonah Hill.
Played by a very svelte Jonah Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, and Jonah Hill was like this Yale graduate that had all these, you know, calculations and formulas that he put into a computer and spit out whether this player would be good or bad. And, like, you know, his calculations said over the course of a 162-game season, Scott Hatterberg would be a better first baseman than Carlos Pena. You know, and that would net more wins for the A's. And you know, they won over 100 games. they won those because of three guys that weren't in the movie at all. Tim Hudson, Mark Mulder, and Barry Zito.
Yeah.
Three really good young starting pitchers.
Did they discuss them in the book, though?
Because
I wonder if they shot all those scenes and they never, you know, what if there's scenes with the pitchers and the studio's like, this is boring.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the movie Major League. Mm-hmm. What's the actor that plays Ari on Entourage?
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven is in Major League, but his character was cut out of the film.
What is he?
I don't know, but it's an unknown tidbit. So maybe they had all these scenes with the pitchers. And the pictures were man, it's going to be a 3-hour movie.
Well, they're giving all this credit to Billy Beane. And, you know, he did do a good job with what he had, finding some pieces to stick in here and there. But if you watch sports, you know, like, your best chance for success is finding, you know, players when they're young and good and, right, you know, capitalizing on them before they hit that, their second contract of their careers. And that's that being said, exactly what the A's did. And that's not mentioned.
Well, and Stuckey is our softball coach.
Right. Yes.
He just made me a big one-year contract. I'm not young. I want to be the oldest third baseman in the league.
It's front loaded, so I'm worried. Yeah. I'm worried about what might happen a few years down the road, like the Cowboys. Yeah.
What would be the opposite of Moneyball?
Yeah,
that would be like an aging one-legged third baseman that he just signed with limited power.
Dorn.
Dorn.
Well, you still got those, you know, those tape measure bunts in you. Those are very important.
Oh, it's going to be a magical year. First practice coming up on Sunday.
You going to be there?
That's the plan, yeah.
I need you there. We've got some players to shape.
And he's talking about the females on the co-ed team is what he's...
Yeah, how'd your softball team come together? Are you all prepared for the season?
We haven't got to practice yet. We had a practice scheduled for Sunday, and it flooded.
My softball season starts tomorrow.
If you want to know, this blew my mind, really. I knew softball was pretty popular in Longview, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be church or open, whatever. You have to, if you want to get a practice field, there's two, like, decent softball facilities in Longview, Hensley and McWhorter. If you want to get a softball field, you have to go to the Parks and Recreation building on the week that you want it. You can't call in. You have to go. You have to be there in person. And the first day you can start reserving fields for practice is Monday. Last Monday, my brother-in-law goes up there, gets there at 8:20. There's four fields at the... what I consider the better part, Hensley, they're all booked all day, 20 minutes after the place opened.
For that Monday or for the week?
For that weekend.
Oh.
So he goes, this past Monday, he gets there at 7:40, 20 minutes before they open the doors. He's third in line.
Wow. So it's like a Black Friday thing,
yeah,
every
to
Monday?
To get a practice field.
So what this tells me is...
we need to open a practice field.
It's Chris is going to be building... a softball field like the Mormon church did. If you want to be a good church softball team, you got to do what the other big time churches are doing.
You got to sacrifice.
You got to get in front of the congregation and say, we need a field. And we're going to have a fifth collection.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Batting cages?
That's in the future. Longview needs more batting cages.
Mm-hmm.
Longview has a lack of batting cages.
Okay, well, how about this? Since you are, of course, a Letourneau graduate, why don't you just make a donation to Letourneau and use their fields? Because I've seen their softball team. They don't. no offense.
They finally got lights.
Yeah, you're talking to alumni over here, man.
And their baseball
team. He might not like hearing that.
They got lights, and they tried to play their first night game, and it got rained out.
Chris Stuckey Stadium.
Stuckey Stadium, yes.
That would be.
I like it.
The Stuckey Land, Stuckeyville. The Stuckey Complex.
Yeah. The Stuckey Complex would be, because that's got a double meaning. I think that would be perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
I like
that. Would
it.
Be about his gambling.
Yes.
Would a school take a donation from a known gambler with Chris's connections to the underbelly?
I mean, they can't say no to an alumni's donation.
Well, are you sure? Like, if I like had, you know, a stack of hundreds with a betting slip, you know, paperclip to it, would they take it?
A friend of my dad's, my dad is of course a minister. One of his minister friends said once that money had belonged to the devil long enough. It was time to go get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they'd take it. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a
That's
lot.
That's a good
exactly.
one.
If you don't take this, I'm just going to put it on a horse. You know, I just tell them that. And there, boom, Stuckeyfield.
I like it.
The Stuckey Arts Complex.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So you can get Neil McCoy to open it. That's it. You just start with a concert.
The Shake. Nee, nee.
Zach hung out with Neil the other day.
Yeah, Neil's a nice guy.
He is. Anything that happens in Longview is Neil McCoy's hometown, and they make him be there. Like everything that, you know, like,
mm-hmm. you know, a new car dealership
open a pawn shop. He's got to be out there, you know, singing in the parking lot. It's like give the guy a rest, give him a break.
When Stuckey opens his bar,
yeah, Neil'll be there.
Oh, I think I'm opening up a sports bar in Tyler eventually.
Yeah.
Sports bar, and it's going to be the place to be. So y'all keep yours tuned for that.
Is that the name of it? Or just...
No, I have a name for it, but I'm not ready to release
it. The problem
is
it closes at midnight because it's Tyler.
Mm, yeah.
Well, except for on the weekends. It's open until 1:30 or 2.
One on
it is.
Saturdays. That means they're shutting it down.
That 2 a.m. liquor license on the weekends is the key.
Yeah.
Which... But I'm going to have $1 wells all the time and no cover. Mm. So the place is going to be flooded with people and females. So come on in, guys. Yeah. You guys drink for free at my place.
All right. Well, that's pretty safe for most of us, except for Stucky.
Yeah, Stucky.
Stucky will be staying at my place a lot in Thailand.
We'll have a cot in the back for all of us.
Oh, and it's a prime location for you, Reed, because right around the corner from your house is where we're thinking about opening it.
Oh, good. We rarely have drive-by shootings. That'll be lovely. So,
the target place for mine is pretty close to my house as well. So,
like in the other room, maybe?
Is this... No.
He doesn't drink at home because it's a slippery slope.
Far enough away
it's
from your house.
It's a slippery slope.
Drink.
Exactly.
I just don't want the slippery slope.
Exactly.
Okay.
Where were we? Wow. What happened there?
We were talking about Moneyball, and really, that's the whole thing with movies. That's why I don't like to watch movies based on true events because. Man, you know what the process is like when you put a movie together. You take a story, you know, from a book or from a screenplay or something, and you take it, and a well-thought-out story would run about 3 hours, and then they just take almost everything out of it to where you walk away with basically one character and a fat best friend. And really, that's every movie that gets boiled down right there. There's no room to make people think.
I mean, I saw Moneyball, and I liked it. I just don't see how anybody other than a guy that likes baseball could like the movie.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I just didn't grab... I mean,
baseball is the one sport that they can make movies out of.
I honestly think that you would like it more if you didn't watch much baseball.
I just don't think you would care that much. I mean,
you have to like enough baseball.
I was dating a girl at the time, and I went with her to see it, and she kept asking me who these players were and if they were any good. I was like, yeah, that's David Justice. He used to be really good. You know, guys like...
He divorced Halle Berry.
I was going to say, yeah.
He's stupid, yes. Very
stupid. One of several people to divorce Halle Berry.
But she was like, are these guys like actual baseball players? Like, are they using different names?
Carlos Pena was a Cub last year, and he batted like 200.
Yeah.
It was annoying that... I went with someone who didn't watch basketball. And I had to explain the entire time. Yeah. So,
to me, I don't know. Baseball seems to be the one sport, baseball and boxing, that you can reliably make movies out of.
Yeah,
and putt-putt.
And putt-putt, of course.
Well, that's obvious.
Tournament of Champions.
Yeah.
Baseball, because a baseball game is so friggin' long that it works perfectly for Hollywood because there's so many facets of it, and you don't have to see all of it. Okay, Major League, the big last game against the Yankees. We only see about 12 minutes of that game total, you know, and everything else happens in a montage. So you don't have to have every possession of a football game or the first, 38 minutes of a basketball game. Baseball, it works to compress it down to the elements everybody gets.
That's what they would do back in California with, we have Fox Sports Southwest here and it was Fox Sports West out there. They would take the games, say the A's game.
Yeah.
I would watch those, and they'd make it into a 22-minute with commercials. They'd take an entire baseball game, and you could watch it at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you could see the entire game in 22 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, there's a whole group of kids that are not grasping this.
Yeah. Well, baseball just is so long. And it seems longer than when I was a kid, and I could sit and watch a whole game. Sunday Direct Ticket also does it with football games.
Yep.
Those shortcuts. Those are awesome.
I've still got 7 or 8 of those on my DVR to watch, for the cold winter months of non-football.
It's great.
Yeah. But baseball game, we've lost the attention span for that. Especially, for example, I'm doing some broadcasts for UT Tyler. I'm broadcasting their softball games, not their baseball games. There's another guy doing that. And I like softball because when a runner gets on first, the entire game doesn't stop like it does.
Yeah.
I gotta see a guy stare over his left shoulder for a half an hour and then step off the rubber. That only works if you're drinking or if you brought a lot of people to the game or both. Yeah. Really, that's the only way that gets exciting. But as far as the movies go, I don't know. I didn't see Moneyball. I probably watch it on cable.
I have the DVD. I'll give it to you.
How much baseball was there in it? Because it seems to me like they only do sports movies with sports as a background. Now, I know the mathematical formula is kind of the center of this, but...
There was not much actual on-field play, no.
That's probably the way they wanted it, because that's, sports is sort of polarizing, I guess, but everybody could get into the whole guy trying to make it work with the family and the daughter and whatever else was in the commercials.
Yeah. It was, I mean, you should watch it. It's a good flick.
It's a good flick. It is. It is. It's a good movie. But if you know more about it,
right,
that's where it starts. Yeah,
take a night off of American Idol or The Voice. And I had to get one dig in.
I was going
to
say, I was waiting for it.
I have not gone back to American Idol. I watched like one of the first tryout rounds and thought it was awful. I haven't watched it. We watched part of The Voice the other night just because it was on and we were waiting for something else to finish recording. And it's okay, but I don't miss Idol. It was so bad last year and looked just as bad to start this year. I haven't even – I thought, well, I'll jump back in when they finally go to Hollywood. Well, I'll jump back in when they get to the round of 13. I don't care.
I'm watching. Yeah, I don't know. It's not great by any means, but it's better than watching The Heat.
Heat joke. Dare you.
They're in a close game with 38 seconds left. It's tied. I know this doesn't matter because
they're in a close game.
It'll be three games from now.
They're on a 20-0 run at one point.
I know, and now they're tied with 38 seconds left. Who do you think takes the last shot for the Heat?
Anybody but LeBron.
I think LeBron makes the last pass. That's what I...
But the guy was wide open, so isn't he supposed to make a pass to a wide-open guy?
No, not if he can hit that shot himself. Those assists are worth less than any other assist in the history of the game.
By the time you're listening to this podcast...
By the time you listen to this podcast, you'll be tired of hearing the LeBron James not taking shots.
Jameer Nelson for three. Short. Rebound. LeBron.
Stucky on play-by-play.
Yeah, I don't really know how this translates to a podcast.
No, it doesn't at all.
Yeah, either, but
might have to take a break.
It doesn't. He's just wanting to say it all and hoping LeBron misses a shot or doesn't take a shot so he can talk crap to me about it.
We have seven seconds left. We're watching. This is the Miami Heat.
Looks like Dwayne Wade's going to do it.
D-Wade's got the ball. Just inside the three-point line. In and out. We got overtime.
It rimmed out, or as I would say in my early play-by-play days, rim job.
He was really in and out. It really went in and out, didn't it?
Yes, in a hurry.
Quickly.
Yes. I said all sorts of things in my early play-by-play days that were sort of inside jokes.
There's a lot of things you could say in sports that are in and out. I remember one time, one of my first times on your radio show, you were asking me, how do I like dealing with all the sun or all the snow in Iowa? And I said, the snow's not bad, but when the sun comes out, the sun reflects off the snow and it comes all in your eye.
Only you would notice that, Zach.
Mark that for the promo.
Good point.
Did you ever like enter a play-by-play broadcast like with the goal of getting certain words in?
I have in the past.
Yeah.
What words and how? How did you do it?
I've done this before. The year I did Pine Tree football, local school. 95 as a graduate. Not very good at football.
I was good. Are you talking about the team?
No, the team. Historically speaking, the year that I did their games, I did the radio broadcasts for them. They were 0-10. There was no game that was competitive after the first quarter. It was a beating every week. And so I would have friends text me during the game with random words and phrases to work into conversation just so they would listen. You know, things
I like
man, you could have driven a Volkswagen Bug through that through that hole in the line. I also did the same thing. At one point, I left television, but I was still working in TV, and I would have people – I never took money for it, but they would give me phrases to try to work into a sports cast on the weekends. And some of them I still use. Bases are loaded like a nice baked potato. That was a challenge,
yeah.
And I was able to work it in. So
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of that.
Have you ever said, and boom goes the dynamite?
No, that was too big.
Yeah.
Although they do play that at baseball games for a strikeout. A lot of the time. Ugh.
And they offered that guy, I think, the dude, the Ball State guy, a chance to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Do you know the background behind that story?
The
teleprompter messed up and went too fast. He's not a complete idiot leads you to believe.
When he was on Tosh, which I know you hate, he was on Tosh. He was actually pretty funny.
It was funny. That was a good episode.
It's like he's actually taking advantage of it.
I would have too. David Letterman, because he went to Ball State, and David Letterman's the famous alumni at Ball State in Muncie, Indiana, where I was actually born. Nice little trivia there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and we're notating for trivial purposes.
Born in Muncie.
Yes, and I was born in Muncie, where Ball State family's on some boards and stuff there at Ball State. Well, the broadcasting school is named after David Letterman. It's the David Letterman Broadcasting School in journalism. But David Letterman kind of basically adopted this guy and gave him his first job at CBS with him on a show after the whole Boom Goes the Dynamite video thing.
Wasn't he working in like Waco?
I had heard he was working out there too, yeah.
In news.
Poor guy.
He was bad at that too.
Old Waco.
I hear the names of these markets and it just hurts.
Hey, we got a new guy on KLTV now.
Yeah.
So give.
Really?
Uh-huh. I don't know his name, but it's a new guy. We got a new morning show in town on the radio.
Yeah.
There's a lot of change in the media here in town.
It's going to be huge.
I've noticed this now. It's that people who are on television are actually seeking out friend requests on Facebook. Used to be, you know, they would just post their, you know, blank name and then the name of the organization they work for to separate it from their personal one. Now they're actually, I'm getting those in my Facebook pretty much a couple of times a week, whoever the new people in town are, friend requests.
Asking you to, or you'll get the guy that's been there a while that'll email you to, hey,
please friend
the new guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't work in the media anymore. Right. I buy land.
With me, I'm like, you poor, poor bastards.
Yeah.
So have fun working that 60 hours a week because I know what you're making. It ain't much.
I make my living doing podcasts.
Yeah, because they're sponsored by great places like Wendy's.
Wendy's, where I had dinner. I broke a cardinal rule. I had fast food twice today in one day.
Oh.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had Church's Fried Chicken in Carthage, Texas.
Yeah, remember we were talking about that
earlier. The absolute best churches in the entire United States.
Mm-hmm. Is right in East Texas, Carthage,
right
Texas.
Right there. We either have to make a decision to go to Longview off of whatever, 149, or you go to Marshall off of 59. Right there. Yep. Excellent. That's where I saw the guy doing the job interview with his pants by his ankle.
Reed, you don't have any interesting stories about that church in Carthage, do you?
Not that one specifically, I don't think.
Like the McDonald's?
No, the McDonald's in Carthage is now famous for the YouTube fight that occurred there,
yes.
So which I thought we were going to see at the TJC brawl the other night. No, I don't think I have any. I have enough bizarre stories about my hometown anyway, so... I don't think that churches actually plays into any of them. Right, before we wrap this one up, one of the other things we were talking about, as long as we're on sports, you, Zach, have received your first official press pass and access to the media room this last
week. With the food.
We had a JUCO junior college basketball tournament in town. 5 days. It was like a salute to technical fouls. It was a beautiful, beautiful tournament.
I love drama.
Oh.
And I love this tournament.
We had a near riot. We had a guy in a fight between two teams grab a chair, and then we had the championship game end with 6 free throws at one time from one team because of one guy fouling out and another guy drawing 2 technicals. So there was a lot going on at Yale JUCO tournament, and one of those was that you get the press pass.
Yeah, and one of the main events was me being in the press room eating a lot of the free press food, which was awesome. And I completely love being a part of the media now. Yeah. Because I don't have to get prepared for the games, and I can eat whatever I want, and I can walk and talk to everybody, which I love doing.
You sound like a columnist.
Yeah.
Hey, but I actually work out unlike these columnists, and that's another thing I observed. 99% of these sports writers are fat as hell.
And most of them have never played sports.
Just disgustingly fat. Yeah, and then they try to talk to me about sports, and they have no idea what they're talking about.
There's a pecking order. It's usually TV guys on top. In terms of what they make and what they look like, and then radio guys far, far under that, and then newspaper guys at the bottom, and then unaffiliated like independent newspaper people below that. They're just really
thrifty
there.
Nickel guy covering junior college basketball,
Tri-County Shopper, you know, the non-daily papers, the ones that come out about once a month.
Do you think that there was so much violence at these games because junior colleges have to recruit such a non-academic type of athlete?
That's exactly why I think.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to
be
nice.
It has a lot to do with it.
I played junior college baseball way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And if you were too dumb to go to school, real school, you went to junior college and you had to make your grades. And then you could go. I mean, there were some incredible athletes.
Yeah.
But they were literally some of the dumbest people I've ever been around in my life.
I've followed. And for those people listening who are not from this area, there are a lot of junior colleges in Texas.
Because the whole bachelor's degree is not a big thing here in our area. Mm-hmm. People aren't too big of fans of bachelor degrees.
Yeah, we don't prize education in a lot of circles around here.
But I love it because everywhere you go, someone's got a University of Texas Arlington sticker, yeah. University of Texas. It's just because they're fans. They don't go to school there.
Right. Well, all 4 of us have our degrees.
Correct.
Right? So we're all swinging for the fences. Yeah. I've been around JUCOs since I went to one, finest 7 years of my life in a 2-year college. And everybody that I've seen some great athletes at the junior college level. I mean, I saw Jeremy Shockey playing for Northeastern Oklahoma. Zach Spears, of course, at Trinity Valley. Robert Ferguson played with the Packers for many years. He was at
Jimmy Butler,
who's with the Bulls now.
He played for TJC.
Sean Kemp
played for Trinity. I actually never played a game for Trinity.
Got thrown out, but
Nick Van Exel
at
Robert Pack.
Robert Pack reference.
Yeah. Wow, Nick Van Exel was who was from San Jack? San Jack's got two in NBA players. Sam was Cassell from there. They've got two of them. Anyway.
Blinn has Chris Birdman Anderson.
Oh, well, okay. Blinn has Cam Newton.
Yes.
So that's
true.
One you guys have probably heard of. But everybody in that area that's playing junior college ball, my theory is just one thing away from playing at the four-year level, whether it's grades or just need to get bigger and stronger, or they have a pending rape charge against them, or they're not in this country legally. You know, they all have one small thing separating them from that next level. And so sometimes those things boil over.
Yeah, they all come to a boil and with the big game.
And next thing you know, you got guys throwing chairs.
Yeah, in a media room and free food and all my fat newspaper guys.
There was so much food there this weekend.
If that riot had happened, were you going to grab a newspaper guy and put him in front of you to shield you?
I was actually in the front, like, agging on the fight, kind of.
That's like, so not surprising.
And like laughing and pointing at them.
Because you're early 20s and 6'7", and you actually could look at those guys.
Yeah.
You know, if those guys come over to hit me, and if I'm lucky, I'm staring at nipples. I mean, that's just a way above.
Although I don't, on your way home.
I don't feel
a hill giant.
I don't feel short often, and I felt really short this weekend up there.
Yeah.
Because they're all like, you know, there's some 7-footers up there, and everyone's about 6'7". That's about the average height up there, and that's how tall I am.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I feel kind of like an average human being for once. It wasn't, and I was kind of a fan of it. It wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just completely like nipples over everyone.
If you could,
there's a lot of nipples references here.
Yeah.
Is nipples going to play into our website?
Promo that.
Promo the nipples?
Yeah, promo the nipples. Promo that too.
Actually, I'm promoing the promo the nipples bit, so that'll be... It'll be good. So you enjoyed the free press, accommodation.
Yeah, and the food. Mean you were able to have what, two meals a day together?
Just getting that out there.
We weren't eating them off of each other. No, of course.
And in between games, we go back there, grab a soda.
Right. Well,
we share ideas and thoughts of the previous game.
Yes. Like I think that guy made bail just before tip off. Yes. The thing is, and Stucky, you've been media before too. You know this. Media pays nothing. Diddly over squat, especially newspaper guys, and they have to come to these things and live there. So one of the few bonuses that you get is
free food,
and that's why newspaper guys are fat, because when you get free food, by God, you're going to eat a lot.
And apparently, I've been told they work long hours. I don't understand how or why they work long hours and late nights, and they eat that food all the time, which isn't the healthiest thing. So they don't have time to work out or something. I'm pretty busy, but I always work out.
They don't have time to work. They don't have the inclination to work out. They don't have the ability.
You can't afford to get a gym membership.
Yeah. I just don't. I mean, they always talk about newspaper guys, and they always bring on some guy from the newspaper on these radio shows to interview.
They're horrible.
I don't know anybody that actually still gets the newspaper other than my mom and dad.
Mm.
I like to go on
my
and read
mom and dad don't.
I have a couple friends that write for the newspaper, so I like to go online and read their paper, or at the radio station I work at. They get
online,
the
line, it's fine.
Yeah, they get the paper every day at the radio station I work at, and I like to sit in there and read the sports.
I read a newspaper, I always feel like I'm giving up a part of my life time wise because I feel like I'm about 12 hours behind everybody else.
Yes.
When I'm reading the newspaper, I feel not as smart as the guy that's also in my city.
Yeah.
And well, I really phrased that well. You could tell that I'm a smart guy.
My mom and dad. My dad is 82. Mom's 76. They took the paper their whole lives. The paper where they live is now, you know, a modern day paper is about a third of the size of the papers 30 years ago.
Correct.
And everything in it is just part of a story. And then, hey, find the rest online. Well, mom and dad aren't a big fan of that, going online and reading it after you've already paid for it. So, you know, they even dropped the paper. The news cycle used to be built around newspapers, you know, because that's where you had the most space to actually tell a story. Now nobody wants to hear the whole story.
No.
We want it twittered to us.
You want it
boiled down into a sentence. Yeah.
140 characters.
Exactly. We want it there. And unless it's a huge story, we don't need all the backstory. We'll remain dumb about the rest of it. Just give me the highlights.
Yeah, I mean, the paper, it's good for the obituaries and police beat.
Yes.
I mean,
both of which I used to read on one of my radio stations.
Yeah, that's the best part of it.
Yeah.
And
it used to be that, you know, everything was built around the newspapers. And then, you know, radio stations kind of started to jump that. And television stations really did, because they were on, you know, why would you read it tomorrow morning if we can give it to you tonight at 10? Well, now with the televisions, you're actually having them tell you partially about the news that you read 2 hours ago on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. The internet has jumped TV now.
Yes.
And unless in the small markets like this, they don't have the ability to get video cameras out to live crazy events. And now I don't know how many times I've got emails in the last 2-3 months with a story that said, if you see something, shoot it and send it to us.
Yes, please do our work.
I get all my news from my phone, mm-hmm. like the internet parts on my phone, like Twitter and Facebook, and like things will text me updates on my phone, which is awesome.
Well, your phone is now your familiar, basically. It's the source of information to carry around with you. And anytime, you know, if we could ever do without looking at our phones for half an hour.
Which I can't. You know me really well, Reed, and I'm always on my phone.
And if we could just walk around and look at other people looking at their phones, it would be hilarious because they never stop looking down.
No.
You're in an elevator. You're waiting for something to happen. You're just standing there waiting for the light to turn green. Check my phone. See anything happen in the last 12 seconds? Update faster.
Yeah. You guys got something to do.
You're like, wow, nobody's tweeting the past 24 seconds. What's up?
Yeah.
I hate that.
The internet must be broken.
I hate when I don't have anything to read on my Twitter.
The internet's broken.
Yes. Gotta grease the internet. It's slowing down. but that's the way it goes. And newspapers are at the bottom of that. And when they get a free meal, they want to take advantage of it.
Yeah, we're not getting any free meals at this podcast.
No, we're not.
We're going to get to the bottom of that. Ooh. Next week,
Stucky's buying next week. Good. Yep. Whataburger. Stucky Although Burger. The last time we did this podcast, you and I spent $35 at Whataburger, Reed.
Yes, we did. And we saw the receipt.
Yes.
Next
that was
time,
a couple of people. But
Stucky will order it in, order the Pizza King, call it in, pay for it, and you guys pick it up.
Sounds like a deal.
I think we could agree with you on
there
that.
There we
go. I like the way we left Stucky out of that completely.
Yeah, he just ordered it and bought it, and you just have to pick it up.
The only problem I have is like, you know, if it was just Matt and Reed, I wouldn't have any issue. Zach eats a lot of food. It's expensive to feed him.
I can put away
He's
some
like
groceries.
A pony.
Yeah. I can put away some groceries.
Mm. He like took his last bite of chicken strip tonight. He's like, man, I need some Whataburger. Like, yes, you just ate.
That is not a lie. I did say that.
You're not done chewing.
And I am and I am driving home. So maybe a swing through.
Sure.
And we actually, on our way home, pass at least 3 Whataburgers. So.
And 6 strip joints.
Yeah.
We actually do.
Yes. Because he takes
you're
the
more likely
long
to stop
way home.
Whataburger.
Yes. Whataburger, strip joints. I only have singles. What do I do? What
yeah, if you go through Kilgore, you're going to... You'll hit all
Fantasy
of those.
Fantasy Rants, baby. Yeah. $2 Tuesdays. Call his ID and get in there for $2 on Tuesday night.
Wow.
And you still have yours for just strip club purposes?
Well, I use them like when I go to the movies and stuff. I still get the student discount. And whenever I pay to get into a game somewhere, I always tell them I'm a student. I pull out my ID. And they're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, spring break. I've been on spring break since February.
Spring break's going on.
I still
on.
Have my student ID. Like, you can buy like products on Adobe.com.
Oh, yeah.
And you send them just a copy of your student ID.
I like it.
Got a discount.
I agree.
Hit
that stuck you.
On,
I still have mine from Pine Tree High School. See if they'd let that slide.
I don't
know about that
one from high school.
Whenever we build our website, I'll post that.
That's we
Dude,
build
that
a
would
website.
Be awesome.
We have to have a separate section of embarrassing pictures.
Correct.
I have quite a few.
I'm game.
I don't think I have any embarrassing pictures because I've always been a good looking man.
We'll Photoshop some wigs and stuff on you. We'll dress you up like Bugs
That'd
Bunny
cool.
and
Zach's more likely to have embarrassing video.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, it's
I'm
probably
sure.
Right.
Probably am.
Short. Little videos.
Bursts of
yeah.
video.
Yes.
A video burst.
That's what we need for the website. Video bursts.
Video bursts.
Because nobody wants to see, even YouTube videos, nobody wants to see a 3-minute video anymore.
No.
Here's 30 seconds of comedy.
Here's 10 seconds of real funny comedy.
Yeah.
Just in and out comedy.
Yes. Quick, hard comedy
to the point
that makes
comedy.
You sleepy. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, because, I mean, Zach literally could be the next Greg Oden. I mean, he could be right there on the cusp.
You're not talking about microfracture surgery, are you?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Before we wrap all that up, while we're talking about Greg Oden here, what is the whole deal with naked pictures of dudes?
I'm more of a fan of naked pictures of girls.
I am too. Which, but even then, it's still. It used to be in the old days that if ladies, if you wanted to send a guy something sexy of yourself, you had to plan ahead. I don't think the whole phenomenon of taking pictures of yourself with your right hand while you're flashing the peace sign, I don't think that happened before the last 5 or 6 years. So back in the day, you had to get a tripod or a friend and Polaroids and take pictures and mail them out. And all. Now it's just click and you are naked on the internet forever.
Or naked on someone's phone forever.
Yes. And people's phones never get hacked. No, it never happened.
They never drop their phone.
Guys never want to show their friends a girl that, you know, that right. they have pictures of.
What did they do, say, in like Hack Wilson's age or the turn of the century? Did they have a sketch artist do it?
And an oil painting.
Yeah.
Anytime I see a naked picture of a girl, I'm like, girls are so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, what happens? Are you never going to be able to break up with this guy because he's got blackmail on you forever?
But right. the world is different. As my man Ham said, the actor guy, people, they praise stupidity now. Like it's that could be a calculated move of Idiocracy is by putting. I mean, you look at a Paris Hilton.
How do we know who Kim Kardashian is?
Correct.
She was first naked and in a sex video before they had anything else. There was a sex video.
Yeah,
which has to make the family proud.
So there's people out there that had called that bluff, tried to make that product, and it doesn't pan out for them. Someday on another story, I'll tell the backstory of the girl that I knew from one of the reality shows that tried that tactic, and it backfired on her.
She didn't bang Screech, did she?
No. Okay, I used to work with that guy.
Did you?
So, yeah.
Really?
His parking spot was next to mine.
It's like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, Montana Fishburne.
There you go.
She got in the porn industry just so she could start her acting career to get famous.
It's all about getting famous now, and that's why I do podcasts.
Yes.
I mean, there's no quicker path.
Well,
the celebrityness.
The nakedness brings up an issue of guys sending pictures of their junk to women.
It's disgusting.
Who does this work ever? It didn't work for Brett Favre, assuming that's still what happened. Greg Oden has done it. Didn't one of the ESPN guys do it?
I heard Martell.
Sean Salisbury.
Sean Salisbury did it, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was.
Are we just that dumb that we think if
didn't we have a senator do it or something, too?
Oh, it was. Yes.
He had a weird sexual name, YouTube. Too, didn't he?
Wiener.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Senator Wiener.
Anthony.
Anthony Wiener.
Do we really think that if we just show women a picture of our penis, they will be crazed with lust and come over? Zach, you may not want to answer.
Yeah.
Of all of us, you may be the only one that this trick works for.
Different era.
Yeah.
Your ESPN guy that did it, I think it was John Clayton. He was given a report from Broncos camp.
The penis looked just like John Clayton with the giant head. It was wearing glasses on it.
Let's go to John Clayton at Broncos camp where Peyton Manning just visited. That's terrible.
Is that an ender?
Yes.
Okay. We got to end with that one.
And there's your Four Guys One podcast for this week. Coming up next week, we'll be back. We'll talk about various things, including more nipples references, the slippery slope of drinking at home, and how Zach is 6'7" of pure sexy. And that's approved through Facebook. We'll do all that when we come back next week with more Four Guys, One Podcast. For Zach Spears, for Chris Stuckey, for Matty Five, Matt Bellner, I'm Reed Kerr. Thanks for listening to Four Guys, One Podcast here on ReadAboutIt.com.